Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. Mary Contendo is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of The Woman's Advantage. And she goes to the market with information and inspiration and support and advice for women business owners, and that's what she does. She also has an outstanding workbook that's associated with her book, and she's our good friend. Also, she's the author of Nine Lives, which is another one of her books, and she's our good friend, Mary Contendo. Welcome back to the show.
I'm always thrilled to be here with Jim.
It's good to have you here. Mary, I know that you've got some stories to tell us. I told the audience that you've got some stories to tell us about some extraordinary women business owners. Right?
Right. You know, Jim, in these incredibly tough times, and everybody's struggling, even if you're just struggling psychologically because you see what seems like everything falling down around you, I've been working with some women, and I know some women who are doing some amazing things to overcome what's going on. And the key is that as their competition starts to fall by the wayside, and they make these changes to enhance their business, then what ends up happening is they're positioning themselves better for when we come out of this. And just yesterday I was reading, okay, they're saying it's looking good for later this year that we're going to come out of this. So
right.
The bottom line is, what do you need to do to hang on for another 3 to 6 months, right? And
right.
What do you need to do to position yourself so that when the fall comes around and things start picking back up, you're in better shape than you were before all this mess happened?
Well, one of the things I've been telling my audience is you got to operate for survival, but you got to plan for success simultaneously.
Oh, that's good. I like that one. You know, I like quotes, and I like that one.
Well, and the idea is that you know, as 2009 demonstrates its difficulties. You know, that as we deal with the reality of certain things in the economy, like maybe availability of access to capital, like customers who aren't buying as much, and that sort of thing. That's the operating for survival. But at the same time, as you said, the economy is already seeing a little extra light at the end of the tunnel that doesn't look like a headlight coming at us. I'm already seeing some things out there. It does look like things are going to turn around. Some people are predicting when it turns around that it's going to pick up real quick. And so you got to keep your eye on opportunities that are going to present themselves, like what you just mentioned, which is if there is a competitor that maybe hasn't done as good a job as you have of operating for survival, you know, they may not make it. And you gotta, that doesn't mean that their customers go away. That means that there's a vacuum that's created that you can fill.
Exactly. That means that their customers are going to be looking for a vendor, and there you are.
Well, and you know, that's the other thing about, and we've talked about this earlier in the year, you know, a lot of times people will look at a company and say, oh, they're not buying anything. We've got this recession going on. And for all you know, they're like, as I've said before, they're like the most beautiful girl in school who didn't get invited to the prom because everybody thought that she already had a date. You know?
That's another great one. Yeah. It's really true. You don't know, or you don't know that tomorrow they're not going to get some big contract where they're going to need a vendor. So you can't ignore those people. You have to just keep working on your relationship with those people.
Right. So what are some of the stories that you've been hearing about some of these ladies?
Well, let me tell you one of my favorite ones. It's this woman in Charlotte, North Carolina, who I've known for, 5 years or so. She's a caterer. Now, you want to talk about an industry that's down, catering,
mm-hmm.
and a city
not as many meetings and functions and soirees going on today as there was before.
Right, and you know, even companies that can afford to do this are saying, "Ooh, does this look good to have a big party?"
You almost get bad PR from having a party and celebrating your business, don't you?
Exactly. So anyway, so she's in catering. Catering numbers are way off. Her competition has been dropping off like flies. I mean, shutting down totally. Businesses that have been in business for years have shut down. She's in a tough city. Charlotte, which a lot of your listeners might not know, is the second largest banking city in the United States, second only to New York City.
Wachovia and Bank of America.
Exactly. And, of course, Wachovia was recently acquired. Bank of America, you know, has been struggling like all the banks lately. So those were two of her huge customers. So you'd say, oh, my God, she's in real trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she, for about the last year, has been working on this brilliant idea of greening her business. So she created this separate kind of sidebar to her business, which is all about this product she's calling the Green Goddess, or this brand, I should say, she's calling the Green Goddess. And she has focused on only providing products that are either have been recycled or are things like bamboo plates, for example, where you throw them in the landfill and they're going to go back to nature.
So the instrument she uses, the plates and the napkins and the things like that that she uses to serve her food are all green things.
Right. I mean, cups made out of potato. Okay, there's an example. So anyway, she's focused on this, and she's really pushed on it hard and made this like the identity of her company. And mm-hmm. and not only for her company, but she's talking about how you can join this alliance by doing these kinds of things. And, Jim, her business is up in this market. So I really want your listeners to think, is there any element of green that they can incorporate into their business? Because that is huge right now. It's huge. And people are actually willing to pay more for green.
Well, they certainly won't blink as much. This is an important topic, and my audience knows that we've been talking about green for a long time from the standpoint of developing a green marketing program. This lady has done an outstanding job. Folks, it's just another way to make sure that you survive and thrive 2009 and thrive in 2010. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. We've got more to come with Mary Cantando right after these messages. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. If you got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask a question, you can check out my blog, you can find off the homepage. You can check out my knowledge base, askjim.biz. Right off the homepage, you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which is another way that we'll follow you home. If you're busy, which we know you are, and you don't have time, always have time to come and to our site and visit, but you still want the things we have the ability to follow you home and deliver it to you through RSS, through subscribing, and we got new stuff to come. So check all that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame, all one word, at Jim Blasingame. On Twitter. Mary Cantando is our good friend, our guest. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage, also Nine Lives. And your calendar, you got a new one coming out. You're getting ready to produce. Can they still get the 2009 calendar, Mary?
I have got about 5 copies of the 2009 calendar left.
Tell them about the calendar.
I projected well this year. I only ended up with 5 copies. So, yeah, so the calendar is a everyday, one of those page-a-day calendars where you pull off a sheet every day, and they are all, each page is a quote or advice from a woman business owner somewhere in the country. So the idea is you're learning from other people who are going through or have gone through the same kind of things you're going through. And this year we got over 3,000 submissions. So
wow.
I had to hone that down to
you know, you know, I still think you need, once a month, you need to have a quote in there from a guy, and I'd be glad to provide you with 12. I mean, I think you need to have at least a guy's perspective in there somewhere, Mary.
Well, I think that's an interesting idea, and you missed the deadline for the 2010 calendar. So you know what, Jim?
Now, Mary, you're playing fast and loose there because I've already been talking to you about that. I think you're just avoiding me on this one. I think is what I think. How can they find your calendar and your books?
Womansadvantage.biz, B-I-Z.
B-I-Z.
Womansadvantage.biz.
Right. So check that out, folks, if you get a chance. Mary, you're telling us a story about a woman who did what I call attacking the adversity. She didn't become defensive. She played offense. She attacked, but with a bold strategy of making her catering business more green. And that's the kind of an attitude. And folks, whatever you're doing, anything that you can do that is aggressive, is more offense than defense. That's you got to play a little defense. You got to check your efficiencies. You got to cut where you can, where it makes sense, that so that it doesn't hurt customer service. But beyond that, you got to play offense, don't you, Mary?
You definitely do. You definitely do. Do we have time to tell your listeners about an event that I pulled together recently?
Real quick, because I want us to talk about Mother's Day. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I got together a group of about 15 women, and each of those women was challenged with bringing a guest who could be a prospect for one of the other women in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And we held this very short one-hour golf event. And
golf?
Everybody came, and yes, a golf, G-O-L-F event, but it was only mm-hmm. 1 hour, and everybody came, people who had never played golf before, people who were serious golfers, everybody came together, and then at the end, I went around and introduced everybody, and women got business coming out of that. So the trick is if you can bring together a group of people with the concept of, okay, everybody's going to bring just one guest, and that guest has to be a prospect for somebody else in the group.
Right.
And then do a fun event. You know, you don't just do like a business meeting.
I'm glad you didn't have a tea, Mary. Thank you for having a golf outing and not a tea.
Well, and like
I'm so proud of you. I knew I could count on you to do that.
Some of the women said, I've never played golf before. And I said, oh, that's going to make it even more fun, isn't it? So anytime you can get people together like that and have them bring their context
right.
and introduce them. So that
right.
was really successful.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you did something like that. Mary, you're a mother. Happy Mother's Day and a little bit in advance.
Well, thank you, and I deserve it, Jim.
You have three children. You have 3.5 grandchildren. And is your mother still alive?
My mom is. As a matter of fact, I'm going up to Philly tomorrow morning. I'm going to fly up there. I'm going to stay there through noon on Sunday and then fly back here. So I'll be with her for 2.5 days up there in Philly, yes.
My mother just turned 85.
Yeah, my mom is at 84, so we're
And you know what, Mary? She lives alone. She still lives alone, still takes care of her own business, still drives, and you know what? Don't mess with her. She can talk baseball with you. If you want to talk baseball, she'll talk baseball like a pro, and she'll cook you a meal, but don't mess with her. If you mess with her, I mean, she's a tough lady, and I'm proud of her, but I just want to say to you and to all the mothers out there, just a little bit in advance, happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely the most important thing I have done with my life, definitely.
Well, think about the influence that you have through your children and your grandchildren. You're exactly right. How much well, you know, what more important job could any person have? And of course, we feel the same thing way about fathers. Mary, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Enjoyed it, Jim.
Mary Contando, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.